KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KD2VLA.
KC2NVU.
And 2WBX.
WBQ, RUQ.
Okay, there's four. We'll start with Clint at the top there, KA2VLA. Clint, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KA2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, we had a sort of a normal Sunday day. Went to church this morning. Went out for a buffet. And took a ride up to Customerville, wandered around, just wandered, didn't do much. So, hope you had a good day in camp. This is KA2VLA, it'll be clear.
Oh, Roger. Yeah, we had a nice time up at camp there. Snow's melting fast. I'd say we got about another week or two, and we'll be able to drive in there if the weather stays like it is. We had a little bit of rain there late last night. It woke me up about 3 or 4 in the morning, and then it was sunny and windy, and then it rained right when I was leaving there around 12:30. But it was had melted quite a bit since I got there on Saturday to when I left this morning. So, all right, Clint, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening. What's up?
Well, Jeff, we got 46 degrees up on the hill here, and it was sprinkling a little bit earlier, but just barely. But, working on the computer. I've got 27,000 emails in my inbox, and it won't hold anymore. So I'm going back. I'm trying to delete anything that's less than a year old. We get a couple hundred emails a day, and it's just kind of plugging everything up. Over.
Roger that. Well, that's what happens, I believe. Your email's up there on your website, if I remember right. And when you do that, all the spamming robots pick it up.
Well, that, and I've had the same email address for 20 years, over 20 years. And so, yeah, it's had plenty of time for it to get on all sorts of lists.
Roger that. Well, good luck. That sounds like quite a task. But, alright, well, good to hear you again. I haven't seen you on here in a while, so take care, and we'll catch up with you later. N2WBX, Dennis, good evening. What's going on over there?
Good evening, Jeff. Good evening, Clinton. Good evening, John. And the gent that was just talking, that was his name I didn't get. We got about 47.2 degrees, 71% humidity, 2987 on the barometer, and climbing like a homesick angel. Wind here in the woods is calm, so I don't know what it's like out anywhere else. But we had a little bit of rain about 1:30 this afternoon. Lasted a little bit, maybe about an hour and a half sporadically, and then it stopped. So now we got a nice spring evening, and I'm just enjoying being up in the woods. I'll turn it back to you, Jeff.
Okay, well, this is a good time to be up in the woods. The temperature's starting to warm up, and spring will be showing its face here. Well, it is now. So So, and the previous check into you was Ray, KC2MBU. Yeah, it's a spring definitely seems to be here now, and that it was windy a bit up at camp today, but it was a warm wind. It wasn't a cold one, so it was really really putting the melt on the snow. I noticed a big difference coming out of camp than when I came in. So, all right, thanks for checking in, Dennis, and we'll catch up with you later. WB2RUQ, my father there on Echo Lake, down in the Hudson Valley. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
All right, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ here in the Hudson Valley, Modena. Not much. Nice sunny day today. I think we topped out at 63. Currently we're at 51. Didn't do all that much today, grocery shopping and just cooking and working on this, finishing up this presentation for Wednesday. And that's about it. Nothing all that dramatic. So, but enjoying the weather. Definitely nice out there, at least down here. So back to you, WB2RUQ.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you had a nice, relaxing Sunday, and that's good. That's a good thing. Sunday should be that way. All right. Well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. That's the bottom of the list. So this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in. Well, for myself, I got up there this morning, up at camp, and took my time, and I had to hike out, so I would have taken more time if it wasn't for that, but can't quite drive in there yet, so I had to park all the way up at the end of the road and walk in, and I knew I was going to be sore walking out. It was, you know, it takes a lot more energy to walk through the snow than it does when you're just walking through the ground, and I had a, my backpack was about, well, it was about 80 to 100 pounds somewhere in there, so it was going to be a long walk, so I tried to get it out as early as I could in the day, but it was a nice time up there. Spring is finally here, so that's about it, and I just spent the rest of the day watching the Yankees finally win a game, and just kind of hung around the house here, didn't do much. I took it easy, got a long sprint of work here coming up. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
If that pack weighed 80 to 100 pounds, I hope it wasn't all liquid. You got to get rid of the liquid at camp.
No, it wasn't all liquid, although there was going, a lot of it was going in, but I left most of the water and other liquids down there, whatever was left. Figured I would be able to drive in there in a week or two and take anything out. I didn't leave any food there, but I biked that all back with me, and I had my laptop with me, and I had a bunch of, you know, some food and stuff that I couldn't leave down there, so the pack was pretty heavy. I was kind of surprised, and but I had to take a few breaks on the way back, let's just put it that way. All right, are there any other comments or queries or late check-ins? Okay, hearing done, I have now closed the Black River Valley Service Net. Return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Clint, Ray, Dennis, and John for checking in tonight, and say 73s to anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
Okay, again, thanks for the check-in. Much appreciated. 7-3s. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2 Zanzibar.